إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير ليس لنا رب سواه ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتاب العظيم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد my dear brothers and sisters in Islam إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار نعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to talk about the business day. The business day which the people can make plenty of money from nothing. The scary day, you can call it. Halloween day, you can call it. The pumpkin day, you can call it. Whatever you can call it, go ahead. Movies, making plenty of money, who make the movies regarding the Halloween. Custom, big people making clothes, they make plenty of money. The candy company with the chocolate, they make plenty of money. Call it as the way you like. But we need to understand as a Muslim. When we see the brothers and sisters and the masajid, the imma celebrate the date of birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we discuss it with our children? We all, alhamdulillah, growing people, mature enough, who understand our deen. I'm talking about our kids, our child, our grandkids. They do understand that the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have Thanksgiving coming, you have Christmas coming, New Year coming, Halloween. They do all of that. But do you know the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you know what's Allah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad as the last prophet to this ummah? Do you know what is the jannah, what is the nar? Do you know what they are wearing? What does it represent? The shaitan or the jilbab to go to the masjid? The kids, I feel so sorry for them. We don't teach them enough. They are in rush. School teachers, they ask the parents to bring them some clothes. You're assuming you are so and so and so and so. Halloween, people celebrate this day assuming the soul of the people. Some say the bad soul coming up, and some say the whole soul who died the last year, or the whole soul arrived. And you have to hide yourself in a shape that the soul of the shayateen, of the bad soul, cannot touch these people. And if you don't give the candy or whatever, they attack you. And some people, they put some coins and money in the front of the door. Please take one. I don't like to open my door because they might cross the shaitan. We are the shayateen by ourselves now. Because we not follow the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All what we know as a Muslim, there is a qareen. Qareen is attack you naked with you from the time you born. Even Aisha radiallahu anha wardaha, she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, hatta ant, you have qareen?
He said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to become a Muslim. So we need to talk about this Halloween is not related to us. It's not relating to any of us. We need to understand the shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, but he disobeyed Allah. وَإِذْقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. He said no, and he said no, you created me from a fire and you created them from a light, I am better than them. But he is among the jinn. وَإِذْقَالَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. He was from the jinn. He's not from the malaika. So the Iblis, the shaitan, he is attacking us because he takes permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's his chance. Now we say the people worship the shaitan. It's everywhere now, even the old Muslim country. October 31st, you're going to see them, young kids now, they celebrate the day of the shaitan. They are praying the shaitan, worship the shaitan, wal'iyadu billah. Even some places like in India, they assume the soul of the good people, they go inside the rats. But the rats is die. They have limited time in the dunya, they age. When they die, assuming what? They say, no, the soul will move again to another place, will be kept forever. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ كُلُّ الْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. They ask about the soul, says glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What you get from the knowledge is a little. It's a little. So the soul is from the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we know is about the bodies. The body will be eaten by the worm. When we go to the grave, nothing will be there. The bone will take time and disappear, except the azmat al-dhubab, the last bone, the tail bone. This is the one will remain forever. The last one in your spinal cord, the last, the bone, the tail bone, this is the one. The people try to break it, never. Because this, you're gonna come back again from that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drop the rain, and this one is gonna grow up like a seed, and you come back again. But this body, it's nothing. But the soul is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only the one knows about it. The good soul or the bad soul. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the malaika to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they asked him, he want to stay more longer in the dunya, but what he said, بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah, I will go there. Him or his soul? His soul. So the soul can be in the good shape or in the bad shape, this depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that if you visit the people in the grave, they understand you are there, you visit them, they are aware of that because their soul is there, not the body. Except the bodies of the prophets, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. But if you talk about the shuhada, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, عند ربهم يرزقون. They are there. عند ربهم. They are behind them. They're next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يرزقون. They have rest over there. Meaning is the soul. So the soul is the, everything related to the soul of the person is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to understand when these people, they talk about the shayateen and the bad soul, how do you know it's a bad soul or a good soul? It might be my father, your brother, my brother, my sister, your sister. We don't know what is the deity there. We don't know. Because all our life has plenty of secrets. I can be good front of you all the time. But I'm doing something bad, you don't know it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us. And He created us to obey Him only subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Kareem and we say the waswas, the shaitan come and whisper, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. No, do this one. He like you to fail front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's shayateen al-ins and shayateen al-jinn from the human being and the jinn. And shayateen al-ins could be one of us who don't know it. And don't mean it, by the way. A kind of jealousy. Kind of jealousy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he need us to protect ourselves all the time. You can talk to someone and you can say, look at this brother, what he has and I don't have. That's jealous. That's in lies. That's shaitan. If you look at the fight in any house, you have a guest come to your home, and he comes inside your home, you talk about something, by the time he leaves, you see the fire inside the house. Because of the tools and the dishes in the kitchen, it's all on the top of your head or my head. For no reason. Your son says something, you fight with him. Your daughter says something, mom shall fight with her. Something has happened. You have to realize as a Muslim right away, who's the one come to your home at this time, as a Muslim? And when they come to your home, what did he say? Because if I'm your guest, before I come to your house, I have to make sure as a Muslim to visit a Muslim to say Bismillah, MashaAllah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Then you are protected. But you are the owner of the house. Before the one comes to your home, you have to recite Al-Ma'udat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, protect your home by the Ma'udat, morning and night. قل هو الله أحد. Very easy. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. Very easy. قل أعوذ برب الناس. It's not hurting you. And if somebody comes to your house, oh, Bismillah, MashaAllah, my brother has come and visit me. So now you say, Bismillah, MashaAllah, you protect yourself and you protect your family. Because people today, they forget. I'm telling you, any fight, look at it, the person never say Bismillah, never say Tawakkal to Allah, never say MashaAllah. The shaitan, he loved that. Because if you don't enter your house, and I remind myself and all my brothers and sisters, every time you enter your home, say Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if I'm the only one who went to the home and there's no one there, I have to say that. They say, do it for your own, because there's a malaika there. If you say Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the malaika will answer you. The shaitan said, today I don't have room in this place. Even when you start to eat, you can say Bismillah, the shaitan say, oh, today I have a dinner. They eat, they drink, they die, they have a place. So thus, you have to protect yourself by the deen, by the Quran. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the house has the Quran on it, Surah Al-Baqarah on it, يَخْلِي مِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, there's no shaitan in it. So why don't we protect our home? But even so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, even a vowel adhan is beautiful. Let the adhan called inside your home. How, Ya Rasulullah? Call it in the time of the salah. Make iqamah when you do sunnah. When you do something, raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear it in the masajid. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Hayya ala salah. Let everyone hear it. Come to the prayer time. Hayya ala falah, you are the winner. Jibreel, take this message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, your servant, they are there for the salah. They call for the salah. Let them among the falah, the successful people, ya Allah. Jibreel, make dua for you. What else do you need? Even while standing and we make the salah and we end our salah, we say, assalamu alaykum, because we know there's a qibla there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Because this is my qibla and they have an angel pray. The shayateen never come to that place where in the name of Allah is there. So we need to protect ourselves. So the Halloween is a reminder. What is the shaitan? I need to sit with my kids, explain to them who is the shaitan. Why the shaitan take a place? Why the shaitan attack the human being? What happened to Habil and Qabil? What happened people killing each other? Why is the fight? Why people raise their voice? Because the shaitan love it. Today the shaitan is everywhere in the earth, even among us. Money come between us and the shaitan love it. Fighting. The wealth. We don't like each other for somehow. We don't talk to each other for somehow. I want to be the leader for somehow. Who is the winner? It's the shaitan. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before you touch my book, Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You see that? Very easy and simple. ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى protects you from the shaitan. Now if I'm looking at the people and how they decorate the houses today, waiting for the day of the Halloween, being wearing the candy, it's like a party. And the kids, they don't know what is it. All what they know, they're gonna wear nice clothes, the scarf, they get a picture of some famous one or the shaitan face or whatever. Did you see the shaitan? What is it? So the kids, they just wanna play. But our kids, we need to build in them inside their heart the Iman, the purpose of the Iman. I take a little farther when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Lana Eidan, we have only two Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Can we practice from now, prepare from now to Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha as a Muslims? People will get restaurant. Why we don't decorate our restaurant in the Eid time? Why our kids, when they come with the family and eat in the restaurant, we give them some gift from the place? How much will cost him? You do advertising for free for your place, for your restaurant. Why the masajid cannot rent a big, huge place? But actually, I'm sorry, he did it in some places, and there was a big fighting there by the knives. Between the brothers, the kids fighting together. That's how we are as a Muslim. But my point here, no matter what, we need our kids waiting for this day. So though today is our Eid, or next week our Eid, or the next month our Eid, we're gonna go there because you're gonna give gift for the kids, you have games over there, you have so and so. But every one of us work individual. We do it after a week of the Eid, so that's no meaning. Why we do it like 2 weeks after the Eid? No, I need the kids understand this is our Eid. I'm preparing for that. I'm willing to play. I want to see my friend. I want to do something. I'm going to get some gifts. I am waiting for this day. Better than you say, I need to buy something for the Halloween dad. And you cannot say no. Say, hey, let him get some fun. He just collects some candy. That's okay. I have Muslim people working with us. I cannot work in this day. Why? Because I have to go out with my kids. Fine. Go out with your kids. Congratulations. In the day of judgment, stay in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you are responsible when your son gets questioned by Allah. Say, oh Allah, ask him, he's the one. Protect yourself. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. This day, no one would help each other. Everybody would say, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Imagine the prophets, they would say myself. What about you and me? What we are doing for ourselves? Your kids will never help you. But you have to be protected by the Iman, by the belief. There is a shaitan there, he likes you to fail, to be in the hellfire with him, wal'iyadu billah, but you are protected by la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. No matter what, you are a Muslim, you will meet the Jannah inshallah, but be among the people who run first to enter the Jannah. Bila hisab wala iqab, without any question, when you think Allah will enter the Jannah like that, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the day of judgment, I will see Ghumama, it's dark and it's coming. And he looked, he said, who they are? This is the people of Musa? He said, no. And he said, much bigger. What is that? That's the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many? 70,000. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I asked Allah to increase everyone by 70,000. Multiply, multiply, multiply. You can be one of them. Because you believe, and how is your heart is. Still, you need the shafa'a of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you don't practice the Islam the way that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached to us, how are you going to protect yourself? Thanksgiving, you have a question. Do we have to celebrate it or not? Halloween, same thing. Christmas, same thing. Look at our kids today. When the Christmas, You're going to hear it a lot inside the house. Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh. When our kids will say, inshallah, alhamdulillah, may Allah make it easy. When we can see that from our kids, do you blame at them or do we blame at ourselves? Because we grow up to understand the deen, we grow up like that. We grow up in the masajid, in a Muslim country, we speak the language of the Quran. But for them, they're born here. They need to understand their deen. Not the deen they take it from the school, from the classes, from the teachers, from the friends. Because if you look at them today, I can guarantee 70-80% of our Muslim brothers and sisters buy something with their kids for the Halloween. I can guarantee that. Go to the store and you can see them. They wear hijab and they buy the stuff. And later on you blame at yourself and the kids is going away, they found that, you don't pray. Blame at yourself because you don't explain it in a very nice way, in a good manner. Not you, no, that's haram, don't do it. No, I need to understand why. I need to scare them by something else. The shaitan is hurting you. My grandkids, we went to CBS, and they have this shades of the shayateen. You know who's screaming and scared and he's come hug me, he doesn't want to even see that. I said, yes. So this is the time I have to explain to him why you scared. Because those will be in the hellfire, will be burning later on. But you will be saving the Jannah. You know what is in the Jannah? Oh, you have an apple, you have so and so. See how he made the picture for them? See how you approach it? You approach it a nice way. Not to say, oh, wear it, that it's okay, the shaitan and the people, they don't give me the candy, the shaitan will attack them. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, many people, non-Muslim, they don't practice this day. So many people, they shut the light off, they close the door, they don't open. Mainly the people who is really Christian and care about the deen, they don't celebrate it. They say it's a bid'ah. What about you? The Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, it's a bid'ah. وكل بدعة ضلالة. You hear it every Friday. Am I right? Am I wrong? وكل بدعة ضلالة. وكل ضلالة في النار. It's in the hellfire. If the Christianity, the Christian people, they don't celebrate, they say this is haram. What about you? What about you as a Muslim? Put the candle, burn the shaitan. The shaitan anyway in our deen will be in the hellfire. في الدرك الأسفل من النار. All the way down the hellfire. والعياذ بالله. So we know it. But we need to protect ourselves too. I need my home understand there's no shayateen there. البيت الذي يتلى فيه القرآن خالي من الشياطين. The house, the Quran is residing on it, there's no shaitan there. Isn't Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, اجعلوا بيوتكم مساجد. From your home, make the masjid. And he's asking us, the nawaf in the sunnah, pray with your wife. Pray with your wife. Understand, you are protected by Allah. You are protected by the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're protected by the ma'udhat. Ma'udhat is not going to take you a few minutes. Day and night, in your car, in your home, before you enter, before you out, pray. Oh, I'm finished my nawafil, and I'm finished so and so. Come from your work, get wudu, and get to rak'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn you back home safe. How is it? I'm going to make 2 rak'ah before I go out to my home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect me all the way until I come back. How is it? How long the 2 rak'ah will take? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the people in the house who do you qiyam al-layl, the night, that's extra. Everybody sleep, but you're standing. It's like a star in the sky. Malaika will look at you as you are stars in the sky. Imagine that. Imagine, you are lightning. And you will go all the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the qiyam al-layl. And that's the difference between Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he was tiny body and he cannot take the night. So after the Isha, little bit he break him in leg. And Sayyidina Omar, he was strong. He waited before the Fajr and he prayed very Qiyam al-Layl and it was loud voice. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot wake up in the middle of the night, so I do. And Omar, he can. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hatha Abu Bakr, Hatha Omar. He's doing Qiyam al-Layl, he's doing Qiyam al-Layl. Do your best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about the Halloween. You need the candy bar, take it home and eat. 99 cents, small big bag. If you need to give it to the people, eat you and your children, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we don't need to be hard on our kids. We have to understand we are in a country they celebrated all of that. So don't take it hard, just take it easy with them, step by step. Step by step you will understand the deen. And I know so many messages in these days, they bring all the kids inside. And they make a nice games and all of that. They take them away from the culture, which they can see it around them, because it's a culture, it's not a religion. Yes, some Christians say it's a religion for them. Abadat al-shaytan wal-a'adhu billah. It happened last year in Egypt to my dear brother and sisters. It's burning me. It's break my heart. When I saw that in Egypt, first time last year I saw that. People take the clothes off in the street, they say we are worship the shaitan, wal-a'adhu billah. Teenagers, from where did they get that? Males together, females together in the country of Al-Azhar. Wallah, it's hurting all of us. Who is fault? Who is fault? Don't blame at the government. Blame about the parents. Blame at the parents, they never watch the kids. They give them whatever they need for money. They give them anything they wanted, but they never watch them. Because they are working hard to satisfy their kids. But they never satisfy themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who worship the shaitan al-a'adhu billah is not belonging to us as a believer. We need to be in the masajid all the time. We need to pray. We need to read the mus'haf, the Quran. Understand the deen. For how long we're going to be alive? For how long we're going to stay in this dunya? We're going to die no matter what. We're going to be only soul left in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who knows about it. But your body will be eaten by the world. Eat as much as you can today. Remember, this time the leaves will drop from the tree. The leaves will drop and we will drop. We will drop. And new generation coming up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he missed us. He need to see us. He say, my people, Ashabi, Ashabi, you are the friend, you are the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loves all of you. Can you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you increase the salam salam on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can we teach our kids who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can we tell them the story of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his grandkids, with Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein? Can we tell him how he was treated Fatima al-Zahra, his daughter? Can we tell them how he was, when he got married from Khadija, how he keep in love with Khadija radiallahu anha wa arda, even after she passed away? Can we tell them how he was dealing with Aisha inside the house? A beautiful story. Can we tell them how Umar radiallahu anha wa arda scared and about the hellfire wal a'adhu billah? Can we tell them how Umar, he was watching everyone around when he was a Khalifa? He's scared about the people who are crying and they cannot find food? And they cannot help them. Can we tell them how Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda helped the other people, the blind, the woman, and how we help and support? Can we tell them? We have so many stories, never ended. Uthman, Ali, kids, you want to see the fight and all of that? Tell them a story. We have so many battles, Uhud, Badr. Tell them a story, and then remind them with a small nasheed about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would love it, they want to listen, they want to see. What is it? I'm interested. Let them search. God, there is more any you have cartoons now about the Islam, about the battle, about the Sahaba, about that, how it's going on. Teach them that. Don't let them go by the culture of the place they are on, because you cannot control that and I cannot control it. You don't know what's going on in the school and I don't know it. Inside the school is different, inside the home is different. So the kids, they look at it. I have a brother who married non-Muslim. She converted to Islam. Good reward. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter, he let him enter the Jannah because of her. But when she saw him, he's going with his friend for the nightclub and dancing, she said, what kind of Islam is it? She returned back to the church, Christianity. Today the kids, when you ask them, mashallah, they are 20 years, 28, 29, whatever. They said, we feel good when we go to the masjid. Beautiful. But we're more comfortable when we go to the church with the mother. Parents? And where is the kids today? Where is the kids today? The others. Sunday you go to church, Friday you go to the masjid. And they are happy. But what is between is the two parents. Who satisfies the kids more? Who has more time for the kids? Definitely the mother. So the church is take the biggest part, because the father is working hard, has no time to take them to the masjid. They don't know what is the masjid except the Friday, and the in Ramadan time, because they have dinner in the masjid, they don't want to pay money for it. So who are the loser? Well, the kids. Because you and me understand, there's a duty we have to do it. Kids, our project. Imams, leaders, please, father, mother, please work very hard to help your kids to understand the deen of Allah. We need together to meet the Jannatillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take the hand of each other to Jannatillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Away from the shaitan, away from the world, they said it. Halloween is a business day. And we are poor, we have no money to spend to buy chocolate. We don't have money to buy custom for our kids. Fine, but we are rich by the word of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a shade from all of us. You cannot see what is there about the soul. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Only time Allah will take the shield off when you pass away, when the eyes look. Part of the Jannah, part of the hellfire, وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. So we have shield, we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see about your soul. We don't know it. But we know this body will be God. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us to be among the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and who the people who teach the kids the Islam, and among the people who extend their hand for our children to understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina, اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم امواتنا واموات المسلمين، اللهم ابعد الشيطان عن بيوتنا، اللهم ابعد الشيطان عن اولادنا، اللهم ابعد الشيطان عن اهالينا يا اكرم الاكرمين، اللهم اجمعنا مع عبادك الصالحين في جنات النعيم، ارزقنا شربة ماء من يد رسولك الكريم لا نظما بعدها ابدا، اللهم انا نسالك الجنة ونعيمها، ونعوذ بك من النار وشرورها، اللهم لا تجعل الشيطان عيشا بيننا، اللهم لا تجعله في بيوتنا، اللهم حرمه في دخول بيوتنا، اللهم لا تجعله يلمس اولادنا، اللهم ابعد الشيطان، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم، اللهم يا اكرم الاكرمين اكرمنا بشهادة وشفاعة رسولك الكريم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبادي الله الرحمن ورحمه الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. أعوذكم لعلكم تذكرون، اذكروا الله العلي العظيم، أذكركم وادعوه ويستجب لكم، وآخر الصلاة.